8.
Max Power running the show today. Shane Dennis, Bruce Hurdle with you. Tony Gwynn Jr. on the clock. Dan Israel on the clock. We talk a little Major League Baseball and Kansas City Chiefs insiders coming up right now. Time for the Twitter question. Brought to you each and every day by our friends from Syndio. Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita.
At KFH Radio is where you can find that on the Twitter machine. It has to do with football, as the NFL is kind of right around the corner. Which NFL coach is on the hottest of seats this season? Pretty clear that the correct answer, or the most popular answer, is kind of a runaway. Jason Garrett, Mike Tomlin, John Gruden, Doug Marrone.
Interesting.
61% think Jason Garrett. Although JP argues kind of for Jason Garrett. Can Jason Garrett be on the hot seat if old Jer can't get all these players playing? I don't get mad at the chef if my favorite restaurant is out of what I wanted. I get upset at the person who was supposed to order the McNuggets.
And hasn't Jason Garrett been on the hot seat long enough that it's no longer hot anymore?
Right. If he's not been ousted already, I mean, what's it going
to be? Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like, I just don't think that that's as much of an issue anymore. So,
and I think Jerry Jones realizes what he has in Jason Garrett, too. That is, I'll put up with anything that comes out of Jerry Jones' mouth. I think that's pretty clear. Garrett is plenty happy to take a back seat to Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is in front of the microphone more than Jason Garrett, I would
argue. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that Jason Garrett is I think he's willing to acquiesce to his owner because he knows that Jerry Jones is that kind of guy. He wants to be in front of the TV cameras. He wants to be quoted. He likes that part. Okay, so you find a guy with the mentality of, that's fine, I'll do my job. He can do that. And yet you get a pretty good football coach. If you're Jerry Jones, you still end up with a guy that understands offense pretty darn well, seems to be a champion of his players, and players seem to want to play for him. That's a pretty good thing. I think he's a pretty good football mind. We know that he's smart. He's an Ivy Leaguer. So
here's the problem with a owner that shoots off his mouth, though. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems like Jason Garrett's content to take a back seat to Jerry Jones. But when an owner is on the radio at least once a week, because he has a hit down in one of the stations in Dallas. I think it's one where Steve Dennis is on. But if he's got a once-a-week radio show and he is in front of a bank of microphones after every game on Sunday, you further run the risk of saying something like Jim Irsay said, I think, yesterday about Andrew Luck. You hear this one? The Colts owner made a comment about Andrew Luck being injured. And previously, until Irsay opened his mouth, everybody thought it was a calf issue that they were just kind of being really cautious with. And nobody got too worried about it. Well, Jim Irsay said something about there's a bone issue in his leg.
Great.
And saying something like, well, you know, I'm not real good at these kind of things. Okay. Now you've created a whole different line of questions that none of us would have ever come up with or even dreamed of until you open your mouth.
That's the problem. Controlling the message. And in the NFL, it's different than in college sports. The NFL is every day. We talk to head coaches every day. We don't talk to owners every day or GMs or anything like that. But when you've got guys the Irsays and the Jones of the world, guys like that that love to be that are willing to be interviewed. As a head coach, the biggest problem is controlling the message.
Well,
and that's where it is.
And then you just create a whole different set of distractions potentially because you open your mouth about something that nobody knew anything about. Said Luck is dealing with a quote, small little bone, unquote, issue. Nothing to do with the Achilles. That's supposed to make us all feel better, but actually that opened up a whole nother can of worms. And good luck to Frank Reich today, because now he's going to get bombarded with those questions. You know?
Those are sharks. That's sharks with blood in the water.
Of course.
Once you get a shred of information like that, and especially one where he really doesn't, I mean, he's just throwing it out there, but he's got...
He walked by the trainer's office and heard a couple of buzzwords about Luck's leg and, you know, and I'm being flippant here, but if he said something, there was a small little bone issue in Andrew Luck's leg and didn't, you know, go on to be more, you know, thorough about...
Right.
Then he just wanted to shoot off his mouth. And Jerry Jones is not much different than that. So
while
there are some benefits to having coaching security like Garrett does with Jerry, because he's his little puppet, and we all think that, as long as he keeps his mouth shut and does what Jerry says, apparently he is going to have a job forever and he's not going to be on a hot seat. Well, when owners do things like this, then it's certainly becomes a lot tougher to be the head coach with a verbose owner that just, like I said, shoots off his mouth. It's like, what? Whoa, a bone issue? Account. What does that mean? A little bone issue?
Yeah, that's the worst kind. I mean, if he had said, yeah, it's a bone spur and it no big deal. Looks like we're just gonna have to keep an eye on it for a week or two. But just like a small bone. What? Huh? Wait. Then all of a sudden, your imagination starts to run wild, and the need to know takes over.
Of course,
understandably. And you're right. Frank Reich is the guy that's gotta clean it up.
Yeah.
So, as Jason Garrett is too.
And I'm sure he'll say, all right, you know, these head coaches by now, they're used to that, and they're gonna toe the line and be real vague. And, you know, if it'd be one thing if Garrett gets asked about Zeke, you know, well, Zeke's not here. I'll talk about the players that are here.
That's an easy one to deflect.
Yeah.
Very easy one to deflect. In fact, when you want stuff about that kind of deal, you go to players. You don't even jack with the coach.
Yeah,
because you know that that's the line that you're going to get. Players have different kinds of loyalty. And generally, they're loyal to a teammate. And so you'll get someone stepping out and saying, they got to pay the guy.
You go the other way and you – on this small sliver of chance that you get somebody to comment about somebody else's contract issue, which you shouldn't do. You know, it has nothing to do with you. Don't start talking about a teammate that needs to be in camp when they're holding out. It's like, hey, one of these days you're going to hold out. You're not going to want people talking about you that way.
Oh, you're going to be very careful about that.
Right. Yeah, but every once in a while you get somebody to – you know, like Baker Mayfield was talking about Duke Johnson a month or so ago. It's like, you know, kind of made some scathing comments about Duke Johnson not wanting to be there, and the guy ends up getting traded.
I don't think Baker Mayfield has much of a carburetor.
I don't either. And that's what we like about him.
And I think that that's why he's so likable. He's a damn the torpedoes full speed ahead guy.
Shoot first and ask questions later.
He's ripping apart. Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's ripping apart beer cans at ball games with his teeth. who can't like a guy like that?
And then
that,
he went
right?
down in a hurry up offense in about 2 minutes and scored against the Redskins the game after
that.
Yeah, backed it up. Or, you know, for all the fuddy duddies that were pissed at him for drinking beer at a ball game.
Which, of course, there would be.
Of course.
Of course. You know, I mean, just let people live their dang lives.
Yeah.
Let's get away from the judgments.
We want people to let their hair down and show us what they're really like now and then when
and
they
then
do
we take
it.
Exception to the manner in which they do
uh-huh.
it. Please, stop it.
I mean, about David Bakhtiari and the hockey player or the
– Oh, my God.
And Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and all the guys that were chugging Christian Yelich, all the guys that
Christian
were chugging
Yelich.
Beers during the basketball games. I was all about
fantastic.
That.
Just absolutely fantastic. And what is the harm in it? None.
Yeah. I love it.
It's great. It's good stuff. So – But back to your point though, it is interesting when you have, and there aren't that many of them,
mm-mm.
but you just touched upon two of them. Jerry Jones and Robert Irsay are guys that like to talk. Or is it Jim Irsay?
Jim, yeah, it's Jim.
Jim,
uh-huh.
Yeah, Robert's his offspring. So anyway, but so it goes. And you learn to deal with it, and you move on, and off you go. But it does. But yeah, it creates an issue,
John.
Because those coaches have. I mean, every day, Shane. When I go to coaches' briefings, coaches' pressers, right after practice, there's no fewer than 80. 70, 80 people at every one of Vic Fangio's briefings after practices. Every day. And that's replicated around the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Take 10 away here, add 10 here, whatever the case is. But 50, 60, 70, 80 people. You know, I mean, it's...
Just wanting one little nugget.
Just looking for a nugget. And that's not the kind of thing that escapes anyone. That's when everyone starts writing things down, when something like that is said. The return of Dan Israel, Kansas City Chiefs. Did we learn anything from their exhibition with the Bengals? Just that Patrick Mahomes needs to get down maybe a little earlier. God, that play near the goal line had me like holding my breath. But he got down and avoided it. Back in a minute.